din is that get has to be issued of the free will of the Baal. It's presumably the din d'oraisa. The Rambam codifies this in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. There may be different approaches in Rishonim as far as the source. The Rambam says it's based on the pasuk of Imlo Stim Sachein Be'enov, that a get has to be given miritzono of the Baal. As part of the standard get process, we have a number of provisions that are added to make sure that we're comfortable that the Baal is giving the get miritzono hatov. We begin the get process, as it says in Seder HaGet, by doing Ataras Nadarim. We make sure that there are no Nadarim that may be out there that may affect the get, so we do Ataras Nadarim. We do a Bitul Modos. We have the Baal nullified Bifnei Edim, any statement he may have made that might have harmed the validity of a get. There are a limited number of situations, as we'll see, primarily Gemara in Ksubif, in Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Lamadal Kuf Nundalid, where a Besdin could issue a psak of kofin, where a Besdin could issue a psak that a husband could be coerced to give a get. So the Mishnah famously tells us in, it's a typo here, it's peches in Gittin, Gittin peches and beis, get me'usa b'Yisrael kashabav the kuchav and pasal. In a situation in which there was a psak of kfiya, where there's a din Torah and the husband and the wife both appear in front of Besdin, and Besdin determines that it's appropriate to coerce the Baal to give a get. So that kind of a get, if the coercion is done al yidei Yisrael, that's kasher. If the coercion is done al yidei Yaakov, that's pasul. Even al yidei Yaakov, the Mishnah tells you that if the goyim are coercing the fellow to give a get based on the psak of a bezdin, so that would be kasher as well. So everyone knows the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek, in the Perek Beis, the Rambam explains how is it that if a get is to be done, your son Ratov, that a get ayi dikfia with the psak of kofin is valid. So the Rambam writes that Zeshein Rotzel Agarish Meyachus Yerotzel Yes Meisrael, that he wants to be a good Jewish citizen. Rotzel Lasos Kol Amitzos Lusrachik Min Averis, he wants to do what's right, he wants to stay away from what's wrong. The Yitzra Husha Tokvo, it's his Yitzra Hara that's getting the best of him and preventing him from giving a get. Once we beat the guy up and then he decides that he wants to give a get, so that's an indication that's really his deep-seated free will and that's not fundamentally isai. Lamaisa, there are very limited situations in which a psak of kfiya could ever be countenanced. If you go through the different situations that the Shulchan Aruch codifies in Siman Kuf Nundal, in almost every case, the Shach, according to the Pesach Shuv and the Gurus Hanashim, says we don't do it, it's Talib Machloka. So there are very few situations in which a Besdin could issue a valid psak of Kfiya. The Ramah writes in the end of Siman Kuf Nundal that any time the Gemara doesn't tell you Beferish that a psak of Kfiya is warranted, so we don't pass in Kfiya. So, for example, you have one of the famous issues where there's machlokas that's discussed in the Rishonim, and lalacha is ma'osalai, a case where a woman claims that her husband is repulsive to him, to her, and he wants nothing to do with her, so is that grounds for issuing a psak of kfiya? So that's a machlokas amorayim that you have here in the Gemara in Ksubas Samach Gimel Amud Beis, a machlokas between Marzutra and Amemar. And that's the machlokas Rishonim how you paskin. Tosfos here quotes one day that we paskin b'mosalai, if she claims he's repulsive to me, that we are allowed to be kofer the Baal Agarish. And that's the psak of the Rambam, Perek Yudalid Isha's Halacha Ches, that Isha Shemana Baila Mitash V'Shamita Hiyanek Reis Maredes. The Sholen Osam Neim Amardes, we ask her, why are you being Maredes against your husband? Im Amar Ma'astiyu V'eini Yecholiba Lamidaiti, that he's repulsive to me and I can't have anything to do with him. So then she's going to lose her ksuba, but will be called for him to, she may not be entitled to her ksuba, but will be called for the husband to be Megarish's wife. But most Rishonim assume that in the case of Mosalai, we paskin ain kofin, that kvi is not valid. So that's the position of Rabbeinu Tam, cited here in Sefer Yashar, Chelek HaShuvah Siman Kuf Dalet. We're concerned that even though she's claiming that Mosalai is repulsive to me, but maybe deep down there's a concern of Shema Nasna Eina HaBa'achar. Maybe she has in the back of her mind that she'd rather be married to another fellow, and she's just using this as a front to get out of the marriage. And then we're concerned that they'll have a situation of Chotin Iskar. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says that we paskin, even in a case of Meredes, a case of Mosalai, it's not valid to be kofa. Even if in kofin, it could be in some situations, we'll paskin that there's a chi of lagarish. So is that valid in such a case? Let's say by Mosalai you paskin in kofin, you can't coerce the guy, But can it be asked in Paskin that he's mechuyev to give a get, short of forcing him to do so? So that's the machlokas in the Shita Mekabesas Ksuba Samech Dalet that we have here, source number 6. The Rebbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that in that kind of a case of Mosalai, even though we don't, we're not allowed to coerce the guy physically, he writes, "Aval Bezdin Modiim Lo Shemitzvah Alav Lagarsha." Bezdin should inform him that it is a mitzvah upon himself to be Megarish's wife. V'Nosan La Isa Shigarshana. We strongly recommend that he be Megarish's wife. V'Lo Yigarshana. And if he's not going to divorce her, Haimai Darminan, Haiman Da Avrabana Mitzvah Mikra Yavriyana. Someone who violates the instruction of the rabbis, so you're allowed to call him an Avarian. So Rebbeinu Yonah says that we can very forcefully, not literally forcefully, but we can very emphatically tell him that he needs to divorce his wife, so essentially that he's mechuyev to do so, and failure to do so would be a violation of the instructions of Rabbanan. And then the Shita Mekabesas quotes Rebbeinu Tam, that in this situation, if he comes to ask us a shayla, bali malech im yigarshena b'lo ksuva, bezen osn lo eitzen shigarshena l'alter. So if he comes to ask a shayla, so bezen should say, good advice is that you should divorce your wife, but bezen is not proactively going to be mechayev him to divorce his wife. So again, according to Rebbeinu Yonah, in the case of Mosalai, he can't be kofi b'shotim, you can't coerce the guy physically, but we can paskin that he's mechuyev l'garish. And according to the Rebbeinu Tam, we can say it's highly recommended. If he asks the Shaila, we'll tell him it's a good idea. But we can't do more than that. There's a relatively new sefer came out a couple years ago by Rav Yosef Goldberg, one of the Dayanim of the Beit Din Yerushalayim, called Eilu Kofin Lahotzi. It's a follow-up on his earlier work called Gemusa. The Gemusa is a nice collection of what situations is kviyah warranted and what kind of kviyah. And most situations kviyah is not warranted. And the sefer Eilu Kofin Lahotzi are... Gemus is about what kinds of coercion are warranted, where coercion is warranted, and the Sefer Eil Kofin Lahotzi is about what situations could we pass in Kofin or Chayv Lagar. See, things that most of you shown him assume, like the Rebbeinu Tam, that it might be recommended, but Bezin can't be can't pass in Chayv. There is a psak of Rav Yashiv in one of the Piskei Din Rabbanayim, Chelek Zayin, pages 204 and on, where he passed in a similar situation of Moshe Salai that a Bezin could be Mechayiv, the husband Lagarish. And there's a tshuva in Yabi Omer of Avadia, source number 7 here, Chelek Gimel Eben Ezer, Simen Yud Ches, Sifkat in Yud Gimel, where Rav Avadia goes so far as to suggest maybe in some situations nowadays of Moshe Salai, we could even entertain a psak of Kofin. Because in the situation we're in, if we're going to let things drag on and not give the wife an opportunity to go out, so it might lead to more averos. So maybe in some situations, even a mosalai, we could contemplate paskin and kofin, which is like the earlier takana de mesifta, quoted in the Rush in the 7th paragraph of Ksubas, that there was such a takana in the period of the Gaonim, under certain circumstances of Moredes, to strongly force a get to be given. Okay, but be that as it may, in most situations, the Maisa Bezdin is not going to pass in Kofin. In America, we legitimate Bezdin almost never pass in Kofin. Kfiya generally is Kfiya Beshotim, which is physical coercion, which we would never do even if we had a Pesach in Kofin, because it's against Dina de Malchusa. We don't have the authority to do it. And most of you showed him in Shulchan Aruch, we passed in that Kfiya's Mammon is also probably is also considered Kfiya. So we wouldn't pass in other both circumstances Kfiyas Mammon Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes they will pass in Kofin, and there, if they pass in Kofin, they could put a guy in jail or other such penalties, which we'll discuss a little bit later. Right. So that would be Shalokidin. That would probably be a possible get. So that could be a reason why we wouldn't paskin Kofin. But absent the proper Psak Bezdin of Kofin, legitimate Psak Bezdin of Kofin means that you have the husband and wife in front of you. The Bezdin is an issue of Psak after hearing both sides. And it's in a situation of a certain extreme kind of Mumin, maybe a situation of Mumer, where Psak and Kofin may be warranted. But in most situations, it's not warranted even there. But so there are a couple of reasons why that would be presumably problematic. Even in a situation in which we're not going to paskin kofin, and maybe not even paskin chayv lagarish, there Rebbeinu Tam has another suggestion that could help the process along. So Rebbeinu Tam, who is the Baal Ashita that we paskin by Moshe Salai ain kofin, nevertheless, there's something that we refer to as a chakas de Rabbeinu Tam, the sanctions of Rabbeinu Tam, which is something that could be invoked. So if you look in the Mordechai Ksubas Siman Reish Dal, it's source number 8 over here, he quotes in the Maram, he quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam, that even in a situation we pass in Ein Kofin, nevertheless, Nuchal Lasos Chinakabel Aleinu Gzeira Shilolisa Velitenimo. Nevertheless, we can impose that people should not do business with the person who is recommended to give a get, until he accepts upon himself to give a get. Avalindos lo, you can't put him in nidoy, that's too extreme, but you could refuse to do business with him. So there's no psak of kviya, you couldn't coerce a guy to give a get, but Rabbeinu Tam thought it was appropriate for him to give a get nevertheless. Vinidahu achinas and get, and so that may necessarily meant he formally put him in nidoy, but he there's some distancing from this person until he gave a get. Vinidahu achinas and get. In that situation, they did put him in chayrim, and then pasal also get v'tivul asos lo get achir. So where they put him in chayrim, that was too extreme, absent of sakuk fiyah, and the Rabbeinu Tam said that was again musa shalokadin, that was an invalid get. They had to do another proper get. But short of putting a person in nidoy, some kind of sanction would be appropriate. That's paskin lalacha by the Rama in Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Nandalis if Kaf Aleph Mikalmakim Yicholin Ligzor Al Kol Yisrael Shelo Lasos Lashem Tova, that we can make a zera that no Jew should do any goodness to this person, Alisa Velitenim, or to do business with him, Alamel Banav Alakavra, or to give a mila to his sons, or to bury him, Ashi Yagarish, until he gives a get. Any similar kind of chumrah Bezdin can impose, so as long as they don't put him formally into chayrim. What's the rationale for a chakas of Rabbeinu Tam? Why does that not constitute an illicit form of kviya? So there are at least two versions of how Rabbeinu Tam is presented in the Rishonim. If you look in the Sefer HaYashar that we quoted earlier, Sefer HaYashar has a line, Shebezeh ein kviya alav, she'im yirtzeh mikayim, that's not considered kviya. She'im yirtza mekayim. We'll have to come back to that line. And this kind of sanction does not lead to any physical coercion. If you look in the Chuvas Ma'arik Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, it's almost the same language, but instead of she'im yirtza mekayim, he has she'im yirtza yimsa lo makam. Meaning that if you want, he can go somewhere else. That if he's in this town, the people in this town are trying to convince him to give a guest, so they're going to impose certain communal sanctions against him. But he can go to another country where they don't know him, and no one's going to give him a hard time. So that sounds like the basis of a chakas Rabbeinu Tam is a person, you're not coercing him physically, so maybe you're doing something to encourage him, but he can just as well leave town, and he won't be subject to the same communal sanction elsewhere. The Chazon Ish is this topic in Evan Ezer Siman Kuf Ches if you base whether Hachakas of Rabbeinu Tam are only sanctioned, if one could only evoke Hachakas of Rabbeinu Tam, where there is a Psak Bezdin of either Kfiya or maybe Chayiv Lagarish, or can you evoke Hachakas of Rabbeinu Tam even absent a Psak Bezdin. The Chazon Ish is Nota Lahachmir that you shouldn't invoke Hachakas Rabbeinu Tam unless there's a psak of kviya. But many other contemporary poskim are of the opinion that Hachakas Rabbeinu Tam are warranted even where there's a psak bezdin of kviya, because it doesn't rise to the level of any illicit isoy as per the reason of going somewhere else, or there isn't any significant harm done. So for example, if you look in the Chuvas Van Hagas or Sternbach Helik Hay, Simon Shin Dalin Mem, because the Chuvas Harivash in Simon Kuf Kaf Zayin, the Rivash writes, B'Shem Harashba, that a person can encourage or not have anything to do with a husband who is not giving his wife a get, as long as he doesn't put him in chayrim, as long as he doesn't hit him, as long as he doesn't afflict any bodily harm. So the Rivash points out, or Rosh Hashanah points out in the Rivash, that it doesn't say shelo yivaza, it doesn't say you're not allowed to be mivaza him. You could be mivaza him, you could refuse to give him an aliyah, as long as you don't physically harm him or put him into chayram. So that is generally the accepted approach among Batei Din, that a Beis Din could paskin harchakas debein etam, even in a situation in which there is no psak of kviya. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah has a harchakas debein etam or something similar in two contexts. He has it in the context of a baal who is nappy Megarish's wife. He also has it in Hilchos Nedarim by someone who refuses to submit to hazmana from Beis Din. Beis Din is mazmin summoned to come for Din Torah, and he refuses to appear, so then that same kind of communal sanction could be imposed against a husband who is Misarev Lavo Ladin. Rav Avadia has a tshuva as well. It appears both, it was a psak din of the Beit Din HaGadol, so it appears both in Yabia Omer and in Sitz Eliezer. In Yabia Omer is Chelek Zayin Evan Ezer Simen Kaf Gimel. So there he's talking about a case of a husband who was in jail, who was not giving his wife a get. I think he was in jail for reasons unrelated to his not giving his wife a get. But there are situations where it may be valid. This is parenthetical, but we'll come back to the point that we started with. There may be situations in which keeping a husband in jail, who is in jail for another crime, could be used as a tool to procure a get without rising to the level of isai. If you look in the Mordechai, and I think this is the Marmok Komas here, number 13. So Mordechai and Gittin, Tav Samach, that's also B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, says, Odom Rabbeinu Tam, She'im Kidesh Adam Isha Ve'ena Chafetza. So a person marries a woman, she doesn't want to stay married to him. Ein La Kofa Lo B'dine Sova Lo B'dine Akum, She Garish. Unless there's a legitimate grounds for psak of kvi, under normal circumstances, you can't paskin that the guy can be kofa. You can't paskin he can be kofa the husband to give his wife a get. However, in nitpas avor mas, let's say the guy is jailed because he didn't pay his income taxes, o davar acher, he's jailed for any other reason, yichom lombala lo nazor lecha lasef mitvi saska, we're not going to help get out of jail, ashet agarish, until you give your wife a get. So he's not in jail because he didn't give his wife a get. He's in jail for another reason. We'll tell him, we'll whisper in his ear, if you give your wife a get, so then we'll try to get you out of jail. So that's, Rabbeinu Tam says, is not kviya. De'ein osen lo dover rakshin in nami lazer lo. So you're not doing him, you're not giving him something, you're not helping him. So preventing the giving of help is not considered kviya. That may be another rationale for a chakras Rabbeinu Tam. The person is not entitled to get an aliyah. You're not taking away something that's his. It's a nice thing to give him aliyah, so it's a nice thing to do business with him. But you're not taking away something that's rightfully his. You're not taking away money that's rightfully his. So in that situation, that would not constitute a listed kviya. So if a person is in jail for tax evasion, and you're able to get him out to commute a sentence if he's going to give his wife a get, so then that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, would not be a listed kviya. So the situation that Rav Avadia was dealing with was, if I recall correctly, he was in jail for another reason unrelated to the get, but there was a psak that he should give his wife a get, and he had petitioned that he wanted to get mahadrin food in prison in Eretz Yisrael. So the psak of the Beit Din HaGadol with Rav Avadia and the Tzitz Eliezer, I forget who the third dayan was that they have a right to prevent him from getting his mahadrin food. Presumably he can get kosher food, just not mahadrin food. In the spirit of a chalkas Rabbeinu Tam, that's not direct kfiya to force a guy to give a get, and there's no doesn't say in the Bill of Rights that everyone's entitled to get mahadrin food in jail. In Eretz Yisrael, again, there are situations. The law of the land allows for certain forms of coercive measures to convince a husband to give his wife a get, where there's a psak bezin to authorize it. So one of the things that they invoke is tzadikuv. They can prevent someone from leaving the country until he gives his wife a get, or the bezin thinks that he's chayv lagarish. Even short of kofin, I think they'll invoke a tzadikuv even where there's a psak of chayv lagarish. So there's literature on this. I don't think it's 100% pashut that doesn't create situations of isui, especially where there's no real psak bezin. There are going to be that if not you're not entitled to travel freely. It's a right, a privilege, not something that's yours that we take away from you, but a privilege that we're not going to bestow. But that's questionable. Lemaisa, that is the law of the land, and there are definitely situations in which such a tzavikuv could be issued. Here in America, there's something called the New York State Get Law, which Mark Stern could do a much better job of explaining than myself, but very briefly, There's New York Get Law 1 and New York Get Law 2. New York Get Law 1 was passed in the early 80s. New York Get Law 1 doesn't have such tremendous halachic problems. Generally accepted as being a appropriate law that doesn't create situations of issur. Get Law 1 provides that the spouse filing for divorce needs to declare that he or she has removed all barriers to remarriage. So essentially, in order to get a civil divorce in the state of New York, the party filing for civil divorce would have to declare that they gave or received a get if it's necessary to give or receive a get. So that doesn't create a situation of isoy, generally speaking, or at least the consensus of Poskim seems to be that doesn't create a situation of isoy. Because you're making a declaration about what you did. You're not entitled, number one, you're not entitled to a civil divorce. It's not a halachic right that a person has. And it's not a right on any level. And it also doesn't help the situation too much because one party will file for divorce and say he removed all barriers, and the other party maybe didn't remove all barriers, and but they're not affected or they're not provided for by the law because that's not the part of that file. The bigger issue is Get Law 2, which is passed in the early 90s, I think 1993. Get Law 2 provides that if one party doesn't remove all barriers to remarriage, then when calculating the equitable distribution cheshbon, when allocating assets, the judge can take into consideration the fact that one of the parties did not cooperate in removing all barriers to remarriage. So this creates potentially a major situation of isui mamon because a husband could be coming and giving a get because he feels threatened. If he doesn't do so, then the judge is going to not award him all the assets that he otherwise would be entitled to. So this could be a problem depending on where you draw the line. In a situation where the get law is invoked, where a husband comes to Beis Din and he says that the only reason I'm giving the get is because I have the New York State get law being invoked by the judge, and if I don't give a get, then I'm going to lose money. So that would be a significant problem of isui, and such a situation you probably wouldn't do a get. Some would argue that even if the get law is not invoked, the fact that the get law is on the books and could be invoked maybe could constitute enough of an isui. So Rabbi Bleich is of the opinion that every get done in New York State is possible. You can't write get to New York State for this reason. He has his own suggestions. Maybe you can write two getin. That as far as the judge is concerned, once you write a get, you've removed all barriers. We might hold that the get is a pasul get. So you can come to Beis Din and write a get that we hold to be pasul, and then go to court and say, I did the get. And then if you want a kosher get, come back to Beis Din. Beis Din will do another get. That's like what we spoke about a few weeks ago in the London Beis Din, the early 1800s. They wouldn't do geiris because it was against the din of the Malchusa, but they sent the people to Amsterdam to do geiris. So they didn't accept the Amsterdam geiris because they held that their standards weren't good enough, the dayanim weren't kashrus. And then they come back to England and they do another geiris in England because it wasn't against the din of the Malchusa because they're already Jewish according to English law, but they didn't accept the first geiris halachically, so they did another geiris. Fine. And then his other suggestion is maybe you could be mashbiya him based on a shuvah based on fry, and that if a person takes a shvua that he's given the gemer sono tov, then that doesn't constitute kfiya, even if there may be some threat of kfiya over there. Yeah. You're correct. If you file for civil divorce in New York, you're getting a New York State civil divorce. Right. It could be relevant even if you. It could be relevant if you file if you do the get in New Jersey, but the civil divorce is going out in New York. Correct. There's also a get law in Canada that I didn't realize until very recently, talking about such a case today, what the details are. But the Canadian get law potentially is even worse, because there, if one party files for divorce and requests that the other party submit an affidavit within a certain amount of time that they have removed all barriers to remarriage, and that other party fails to submit such an affidavit, then the judge is entitled or authorized to not consider any of the claims of the other party and essentially rule on the case in an uncontested fashion without listening to the tinness of the other party. So that potentially could be even worse. In a situation in which the get law is not invoked befoel, and we're comfortable that it's not invoked, so then generally speaking, batei din are comfortable writing get din in the state of New York where there's a New York State civil divorce going on, but in situations in which the get law is invoked or there's a threat of the get law being invoked, it does create major problems. We have, on occasion, turned people away and said, we can't write a get for you because because this is on the table. The more challenging situation is where someone comes and he says that there is a proceeding, the gela has been invoked, but irrespective of how the gela has been invoked, I'm giving the gemer some yatov, and not under any, you know, even if there wouldn't be a gela issue here, I still give a get willingly. So you have to parse a certain level of a kolafiro say neyadayin, but is a guy telling the truth? Or is he just trying to get the get and say what he needs to say? So that's sometimes challenging to figure out where the get law has been invoked on some level. So in the Marma Kamath, I think I included the tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. Their tshuva is reprinted in Moriah in Tashin and Gimel when this came out, both from Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Yashiv. Shlomo Zalman is a brief piece, Rav Yashiv is a more expansive piece. There's a correspondence between Rabbi Landesman from Muncie and those Gedolim, and Rabbi Gardner has an article there as well. But the bottom line is that everyone agrees that the get law is potentially halachically problematic. The extent of that in a situation where it's not invoked is debatable, but general consensus is that we'd be much better off halachically without it, but that is a challenging situation that we sometimes have to deal with. Bottom line, situations where a valid psak of kfiya, I mean, theoretically, if a bezin were to paskin kofin and then instruct the New York State justice system to mete out this psak of kfiya through invoking the get law, that would be acceptable, but that doesn't really happen. As a practical matter, we almost never pass from Kofin. And short of that, any other situation would potentially create a major issues problem. We'll talk about next week the Ramah's position in Simon Kuflam Adalid of Knas Atzmo, that if a person pledges to incur a certain Knas in a situation which he doesn't give a get, and then he gives a get because of the threat of the Knas that he has self-imposed, so the Ramah paskins that at least b'di'eved you can rely on that get. That's not easy. That's machlokas rishon, which we'll probably discuss next week as part of the follow-up discussion. So, bottom line, these are issues that do come up and have to be navigated appropriately when they do.